Today's daf is of Ruzara Daf Lamed. Ruzara Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Amud Beis. As we said yesterday, this is the start of the Yayin Gemaras, the Yayin Nesach and the Stam Yayin Gemaras. And related to that is what we'll talk about a lot on today's daf, a revealed wine that was left overnight. First, we have towards the bottom on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, we just spoke about that vinegar of Ovid the Kochavim. There's no worry of needing a double seal. There's no worry that the Ovid Kochavim did anything, because he wouldn't pour the vinegar to his God, and he wouldn't try to switch it because it already has a seal. Amar Rabbi Law, six lines from the bottom. Shaninu, we learned. Yain Mavushal Shal Ovde Kochavim Shahim Mitchalaso Yain Aser. The wine, cooked wine, of an Ovid Kochavim that used to be wine is Aser, meaning it was before it was his before it was cooked. So Pshita, so it's obvious. Bishum to Ivshil Pakala Yisura. What's the issue? Because it was cooked, that might remove the fact that it was Aser. But before it was cooked, it was his, and there was a chashash beforehand, so the cooking shouldn't remove that. Amaravashi, Hasalashmeinan. No, similar to what we said yesterday. Yayin Mavushal Shalanu. Biarove Ovde Kochavim. Ein Sar Chosam So Chosam. If we sold to the non-Jew cooked wine already, and they only had it once it was cooked, so then one would not need a double seal, because the chiddush here is that they don't use cooked wine. Once it's cooked, if they had it before it was cooked, so then obviously there's a chashash, but if they only had it once it was cooked, then it would be mutter. It would be mutter to what? Well, let's just finish the sentence. Imishim in suche lo menasri. If we're worried about nisuch, they're not menasech yayin mevushal. Imishim echlufe kivan dika chosam acher lo terachu mezayeth. Like we had yesterday. We're not worried that they're going to switch it with other inferior wine, because they're not going to be terach so much to put on a new seal. When the Gemara says mutter on the bottom, that you don't need a chosam so chosam, what is mutter? So if you look at Rashi on the bottom, last Rashi, time at the Ovid Kochavim Bishlo. The only reason that there's a worry is because the guy cooked it. Ha Bishlo Yisrael Behetter. If a Jew cooked it first, Sulo Mitzar Behana'ah. Sarasar Behana'ah anymore. And therefore, you don't have to worry. So it sounds like from Rashi that it's Mutter only Behana'ah, but not Dafke Bishtiyah. Other Rishonim, the Rush and the Ran, assume that it's mutter even bishtia, and the Shulchan Aruch is paskins lahakel. Shulchan Aruch is lahakel that it's mutter bishtia, and that is what we know of. The fact that, as we'll see later on as well, that once one has yayin mevushal, there is no issue of stam yenam, of yayin nesach. That is why it solves all the problems. Solves all the problems just to have yayin mevushal. The problem is sometimes the fancier wines are not mevushal, and if somebody wants one of those wines, one just has to be careful, as we'll learn the details, that a non-Jew does not open the wine, does not move the wine, any of those halachos, because it's not mevushal. But if it's mevushal, it's not a problem. I think we mentioned in the past also the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara says for Kiddush one has to use yayin sheroy lenasech agavi hamizbeach. For Kiddush one has to use wine that's fit to be poured on the mizbeach. So what does that mean? What kind of wine has to be used? And most Rishonim say that means you can't use disgusting wine, you can't use dirty wine, you can't use something like that. But the Rambam understands that's to mean excluding yayin mevushal. Yayin mevushal is not fit to be menasech al-gami ha-mizbeach, and therefore you can't use mevushal wine. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. So if the Shulchan Aruch does not quote that. The Shulchan Aruch has two days, it says you can be makel for a kiddush. But if one is makel for the Shittas Rambam, that's why there are those that only have non-mevushal wine for kiddush. The problem though is you got to be very careful. If one has a non-Jew in the house by themselves, so then it would be more of an issue to get out of that prevention of the not ruining the bottle after you open it. Okay, second line. Tanur Rabbanan. Yayin mevushal. Cooked wine. The alontis shel ovdei kochavim. Alontis of ovdei kochavim is also some type of mixture with wine in it. Asur and those are both asur, because before it was cooked and before it was mixed, we assume that it was plain wine and the guy might have been menasech it. Alontis, kibir yasa mutaris. But if we give them alontis, kibir yasa, Rashi says that means that it was bought as alontis from a Jew, then mutaris, so then it is not a problem, it is mutter. Vezu hi alontis, what's alontis kiditanya gabi Shabbos, like we learned by Shabbos, osin e nomlin, one is allowed to make a nomlin on Shabbos, vein osin alontis, but you can't make alontis. Ezu hi nomlin, ezu alontis. What are these two mixtures? A nomlin, what you're allowed to make is yayin udvashu pilpulin, wine, honey, and pepper mixed together. Alontis, yayin yashan, umayim slulin vafar simon. Alontis is old wine, clear water, and afar simon. Da avdila be masusa, that they make it for a bathhouse on the side of the adzila maker to cool off. Right, so you're allowed to make I ain't nomlin, but you're not allowed to make aluntis. What's the issue? So you see aluntis appears there, so you know what it is. But what's that Mishnah talk, that Bryce is talking about? That Bryce is talking about medicines on Shabbos. As we know, there's a gzeira of Mishum Shchika Samamanim, that certain types of cholim are not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Cholish Yeshba Sakana obviously can do anything. Cholish ain't bo Sakana also could take medicine. Cholish ain't bo Sakana, the halacha is one is allowed to violate a drabanan. A goy could do a daraisa for a cholish ein bo sakana, and a Jew could even do a Jew could do a drabanan, and a goy could do a daraisa. But one of those drabanan is a chola is taking medicine. So again, we're not going to go into the categories again of what is included in a cholish ein bo sakana. But less than that, one is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Right, that's the whole point of taking medicine. Somebody who needs it somewhat, and is not allowed to take because we're worried they might come to grind the medicines. And even though one might say that today the reason does not apply, but the poskim say pemale, that the takana is still fully in force. But there are certain heterib, certain built-in leniencies. One of them is right here, and that is a nomen is not allowed to be made. Why? This is the heter called machol briyim. If it's something that people eat, something that healthy people eat, so it's not going to be an issue of, it's not called medicine. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Did I bring the Shulchan Aruch? No. Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chaf Ches, which is the Siman all about medicine, that if there's a certain type of food that people eat, healthy people, like chicken soup. Let's say somebody's eating chicken soup. Even if they don't usually eat chicken soup, but they're only eating it because they have a cold. So, no problem. That's called machol briyim. Let's say somebody's drinking vitamin water. The Ber Moshe has a truth about not vitamin water. Just bottled water, so they think it's healthier. Are you going to say that's medicine? No, everybody drinks bottled water. Rav Moshe and the Ber Moshe, also the Debesita Rebbe, talk about vitamins. Vitamins. Says the Ber Moshe, how many people in the world today, let's say he's talking about America, he lives in Borough Park, right? How many people in America are sick? And how many people take vitamins? Many, many millions more people take vitamins that are sick, meaning healthy people take vitamins. Right? It might be another heter if it's preventative. Not just machol briyim, which is another heter of medicine, but that's what the Mishnah is referring to, the Bryce is referring to here, of why one is allowed to make a nomlin, because that is something that people use, even if they are healthy. When we have the mixture of wine, there is a discussion in the poskim here. What was potentially usser when it was in a mixture? So if you look in the Tosfos, the last five lines of Tosfos, Tosfos says v'omer ritzba. The dafka tavshil lefisha ein hayayin nikar ba'en klal. What was mutter? If wine was mixed in and it's not nikar, that's the alontis that you could give and you could assume nothing was done to it. If there's wine mixed in there and they don't see the wine in there, so then you could assume they were menasechet. Avo kishibisimen oso b'shumen o b'chardo. But let's say you make a garlic dish, and you can see the garlic sitting in the wine. You can see the wine that Shema Yishlachish L'makal V'Kachavim L'fishu Ba'en Yoser. V'chein Halacha L'maisa. Says Tosfos. If it's in a mixture, but you can still see the wine Ba'en, that's still a problem. That's still a problem for Stam Yena. Right? This is talking about the case of the mixture being okay if you sold it to them. The Rama quotes this, but says there's another reason, there's another issue that you need in order to be makel, and that is only if the taste has not changed. If the taste has not changed, that also. So again, if it's nikar, it's still asur, but if it does not taste the change, if the taste has changed, so then it is mutter as well. They wouldn't use the wine if the taste has changed. So we will get to that more in a little bit. The Rambam writes, I used it yesterday, so I forgot to bring it again. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, another kula, in the name of the Gaonim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes in Ma'acholos Asuros that if one mixes in a little honey or yeast, Sa'aru Dvash, automatically Lahakel. That's what the Rambam says. Mix in a little bit, sweetener, it's mutter. And all the poskim, starting from the Nosei Kelim, say that we should not be somich on this. The Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz say that we don't rely on this. Just because it's mixed in a little sa'ar and dvash, one should not rely on that heter, that kula of the Rambam. What's the basis for this Rambam? This is what I alluded to. I'll read you the Rambam because I have it quoted here. The Lashon is, the Rambam writes, Korugone Mairav, Shemnis Arif Bahayayin, Ma'at Dvash O Ma'at Sa'or, Hov Eino Roilam Isbeach, Harihu Kimavushal, O Kishechar, Umutur Lishtosu Ma'akam. It's Mutter. So the post can say the Vaisa not to rely on it. But related to explaining it, this is the Avi Ezri that I quoted yesterday. Rav Shach quotes on that Rambam, in the name of the Briska Rav, the name of the Griz, Babir Adin, Debistam Yenam Hachiyav Hurak Al Haravias. It's interesting, Stam Yenam. That gzera is only asur if it's a revius, according to the Rambam. Why is that? What do you mean? Avodah zara is asur b'mashu. V'lo yatcha, v'lo yitva b'yatcha me'uma menacherim. So he explains that yayin nesech itself is asur mishum tu isurim. Yayin nesech is asur. Levan masha'af yayin nesech nechla b'chal tikrovas avodah zara. It's part of the general category of tikrovas avodah zara. Shekom ha'shikrov avodah zara, afilu peiros, mayim, melach. Over on lo yitva b'yatcha me'uma menacherim. There's a second pasuk about yayin nesach. That's the pasuk we had yesterday, right after the Mishnah. And the Rambam counts it as a separate losaseh. In losaseh kuf, which is it? Right, losaseh kuf sadek dalid. A separate losaseh based on the pasuk that we had yesterday. Hashel chela zochebo yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. So yayin nesach is also mishum two things. There's also mishum, it's bechlal all of adazar. And there's a special din that Yayin Nesach is usur based on this pasuk. And that's why you get malchus even for a kol shehu of Yayin Nesach because of the yitzchab yavtam u'mem and acherim. Stam Yenam, says the Briska Rav in the sheet of the Rambam, why they make this special gzeir of Stam Yenam, which is even usur bahana'a, as we said yesterday, different than all the other ma'achalei akum. Why? Because you have an extra pasuk here. Stam Yenam is also Mishum, the extra Pasuk of Yayin Nesach, not Stam Mishum, or Mishum, the Gzera of Ma'achalei Akam. Of Masha also Stam Yenam, Yisrohu Mishum Gzeras Yayin Nesach, or Mishum Yisra HaMiyuchad Shab Yayin Nesach, Miyakar Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. And that's what he says, to explain the difference. Vizel Raklenin Hadin, She'im Baz Yisra Stam Yenam. Fine. That he says, therefore, what's our Rambam? That this, if you mix Sar and Vash in, Sar and Vash get rid of the separate pasuk of Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. But of course, the Rambam would agree that Mishum, the regular Isra of Yayin Nesach, you're worried. The Rambam would agree there that maybe they're Menasechit. But the Gzeira of Stam Yenam, which is only Asur, Mishum, the separate, specific Isser of Yayin Nesach, that would not be Asur Mishum Shtam Yenam. And therefore, when the Rambam said that if you add a little sweetener, it's not going to be Asur, that's only by Yayin, but you don't know. And it's in the Gzeir of Shtam Yenam, that's why it's Mutter. But if it's real Yayin Nesach, if you know it was poured, then Sar and Vash are not going to help. That solves a lot of the problems that the Rishonim and the Ramban and others asked, they're quoted there in the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz on the Rambam. That's an important point, just in Lumdus, that the Avia Ezri brings here in Machalos Asuros, Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, that the Rambam has a separate Isser related to Stam Yena. Okay, Viter continues the Rambam. Rabbah, continues the Gemara. Rabbah, Rav Yosef, Zamrit Shavayu, Yayin Mazug, Ein Bo Mishem Gilui. If somebody has diluted wine, so there is no Isser of Gilui, meaning if diluted wine is left overnight, we're not worried that a snake took a sip and dropped off some venom in it. Yayin mevushal ein bo mishum nisach. And cooked wine, there is no issue of nisach. Because they're not menaseh cooked wine. Iba elohu, yayin mevushal yesh bo mishum giloy, ein bo mishum giloy. What about the opposite? Is there any isser of giloy by mevushal? Does a snake drink mevushal wine? Tashma hey Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi al yayin mevushal she'ein bo mishum giloy. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says, no, there is no problem of Giloy when it comes to Yayin Mavushal. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmael Chalash. Rabbi Yanai once got sick. Oh, the God, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zirud. V'rabbanon l'shuyu lebei. So these two rabbis went to visit him. Yasef coming by loose. What do you do when you visit somebody? You don't just say, how you doing? You're talking Torah. You're talking Torah. That's why do those two lines appear in Shas? Probably to talk to us. To teach us that we talk in Torah even when we go Bavakar Chola. So Yayin Mavushal Yishmael Shem Giloy. Oey Mo Bishem Giloy. Is there an issue of Giloy by cooked wine? Amar lehu Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, Hachi Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, or Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Gavra Rabba, in the name of a Gavra Rabba, Umanu Rabbi Chia, Yayin Mevushal, Ein Bo Mishum Giloy. There's no problem. Amar le Nisvach, can we rely on this? We rely on this psak. Machvi luhu, Reb Yanai bar Yishmael, Reb Yanai, who was sick in bed, motioned alive al tzavari. Yes, on me and on my neck. Meaning, yes, you can rely on it. There's no worry of giloi by yayin mevushal. Shmuel va'avlet aviyasvi. Shmuel and Avlet. Avlet was a person's name, right? It was an Ovid Kochavim. And Aisu l'kamayo chamer mevashla. They brought yayin mevushal to the table. Mashchil yadei. So Avlet knew the halachas, that if he would touch a bottle, they would have to be thrown out. So he pulled away his hands. Meaning he made sure, nah, he put his hands behind his back. He made sure not to touch it. Amrli Shmuel. Shmuel says, what's the problem? Hari amri, yayin mevushal. Don't worry about it. Right, the halachas don't apply to yayin mevushal. So I thank you very much for your consideration, but don't worry about it. Amsei Rabbi Chiya igluye la hahu chamer mevashla. The maidservant of Rabbi Chiya, she had yayin mevushal that was nigla. Asi l'kavet Rabbi Chiya amar la hari amri yayin mevushal im b'mshim gilui. Right, they all said the same thing. Shamei Rav Ada bar Abba iglule chamer meziga. He had yayin mazug that was revealed amar la hari amri yayin mazug im b'mshim gilui. No problem. But now a couple of limitations on that. Amar papa lo amar el de mazug tuva. That's only if it's very diluted. Have a mazik, velo mazik shasi, but a little bit diluted, so that they would drink, and they maybe therefore would pour it. It's still considered wine. Mazik velo mazik mishasi? Do they really? If it's just a little diluted, I'm sorry, this is talking about gilui, again, snakes, right? The snake would drink it, and therefore, if it's only a little diluted, you have to be worried. Umadav lo mazik mishasi, is that true? Varav barav huna, havi kazal barav, they once were on a boat. Vavinokin cham rabade, they had a barrel of wine. Vachazi alu chivra the tsarev yasi. They saw a snake swimming in the river. Let's not think of it, a big ship. Let's say it was a rowboat. They had a rowboat with a big barrel of wine in it, and they see a snake around their boat, circling their boat. It's like, oh my goodness, he wants our wine. And they don't know what to do. So amalav shame, sami ene dedain. He said, block out the eyes of this one. Right? What does that mean? Rashi says, Herol Alanachash Davarshi Yakutz B'yayin Zeh, the Yashuv. What about blind his eyes? Do something to the wine that he'll become blind, but he won't want this barrel anymore. So Shokel Kali Maya Shadibe. So they threw a couple of drops of water in, Vasalachor, and he left. Right? Which shows you that if even it's a little diluted, the wine's not interested anymore. The steak's not interested anymore. So, what's the problem? So I thought we just said that if it's a little diluted, he would drink it. So Mara answers, achaya maser nafshe. If it's undiluted, achaya maser nafshe will be maser nefesh to get it. Because it's awesome. As mezigal maser nafshe. If it's a little diluted, he'll drink it, but he won't be maser nefesh. Meaning if there are people there, he won't try to get involved. Ketenyus, mezigal maser nafshe. Is that really true? Right, v'harav Yanai, it was very common in those days. Rav Yanai havi be'ach burei. Rav Yanai was in be'ach burei. Again, the name of a place. V'amila bar hedya, or is it bar hedya? Havi avamila bar hedya havi be'ach burei. Some say it was bar hedya, not Rav Yanai. In be'ach burei, havi yasvi that was sitting. Kashasi chamer meziga, they were drinking diluted wine. Pash luhu chamer bekuba, there was a little left over in a barrel. V'tzarunhi biprunka, and they tied a beged, a shmata, on top of the barrel to cover it. V'chazi alu chaver, and they saw a snake, the shakumaya, that took water. The rum of a kuba, a snake filled his mouth with water and went over to the barrel and kept pouring, spitting it out and pouring the water it through the garment, so it'll sink into the barrel. And in that way, once it gets all the way down, 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 the wine will float up to the top, and the snake will be able to drink it. Ad demali kuba till the barrel got filled. V'salik chamri lave prunka, and it will go above. V'shasi ni drink it. So you see that he is moser nefesh. So Amri, they said no. Demazig ihu shasi. If he dilutes his own wine, he'll drink it. Demazig yachrini lo shasi. Right. If others dilute it, he won't drink it. Amar Ravashi v'tamer Rav Misharshi piruka l'sakanta. What kind of chilukim are you making? We're talking about sakaras tafashis. You're making chilukim if he dilutes it himself. If he doesn't dilute it, how do you know for sure what the snake's going to do? Right? You can't be sure for that. Therefore, I'm not trusting that. Was it already mazug? A little bit. So he added in a little bit more. He didn't make it totally diluted, which would be no issue. But we're saying even if it's in the middle. Medium mazug. Amar Rava, final line. Hilchasa yain mazug. Yesh b'mishim gilui. Yesh b'mishim yain nesek. Diluted wine. You do have to be worried the steak will drink it, and you do have to be worried about yain nesek. Yain mevushal. Ein b'mishim gilui. Vein b'mishim yain nesek. So let's stop there for a minute. So first of all, my magulim is manazet. So is this, we know there's a lot of Gemaras, but as we said, the Rambam says in Hilchas Rotzeach, the Rambam says, Harbei dvarim asru chachamim b'bnei shi'ibayim shakarat zafashas. There are many things Chazal said that we can't do because of shakarat zafashas. The kala over alay and the amar ha'ini misakin atzmi. Somebody says, I don't care, I'll put myself in a dangerous situation, you whip him. Makanos ha'makos mardus, he's violating this, these are all drabanans. And the Rambam quotes them all. Don't put your mouth on a, we had these already, don't put your mouth on a gutter and drink because there might be leeches in there. And don't drink at night. And don't drink mayim megulim. And then the Rambam quotes all 10 halachas about mayim megulim. The Rambam quotes which liquids and what happens if you left this overnight. Yayim mevushal, there's no gilui. He quotes all of the halachas. How much? What about a mayan? The Rambam quotes all those halachas. Fine. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, as we've mentioned in the past, the Shulchan Aruch says in, we said, here at the Chelek Beis, that's our Chelek for this, for these Gemaras. You look in Kuf Tez Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mashkim shenizgalu asrum chachamim, dechayshina shemishasach nachash mehem, vehitabhan eres. V'yachshav she'ein achashem mitzuyim beinenu mutter. The Shulchan Aruch already says that don't worry about it today because nachashem are not amongst us. The Mata Yehonasan on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, we usually have the principle that even if a reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzeir is still in force. Says the Mata Yehonasan, no, the way that the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch here is quoting Tosus, the way the Rishonim must have understood this is that even originally when they made this gzeirah, they never meant it to be enforced in places without snakes. So if that's the case, then nothing has changed. Even built in originally, if there was a place right, so that is the Mata Yehonasan, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Gra here quotes what the Shulchan Aruch is based on. Tosas of Arizara, Tosas in Beitza, V'huadim l'didon, kimesh lo nesa l'gamrei. Fine, says the Gra. So if you just read the page of the Shulchan Aruch, you don't get any inkling that anybody would say otherwise. But if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva on the bottom, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shlach Kadosh, and says, Mikal makom, shomer nafsho yirchach mizeh. Shomer Nefesh should be Machbir. And look, the Torah quotes all of the Dinim, and he doesn't say anything otherwise. Torah is like the Rambam. And then he quotes, if you look in the Hanhagas of the Gra, he also is very Zahir. What's the Hanhagas of the Gra? Maisarav. If you look at the Maisarav, he doesn't quote where it is, but I'll tell you, it's in Tzadik Hei. Gilui Asur, Av She'ein Nechashim Mitzuyim Beinenu. Vehuzal, was remember the Talmidim of the Gra. Vehuzal Nizhar Ma'od Badavar. The Gra was very careful about Geluyim, even though he explains the Shulchan Aruch and has an argument in the Bira Gra. But here he's very careful. On the bottom, they quote a story. Rav Pinchas, the Mora d'Asra Plotsk was being mishamish the Gra. And one time it was late at night, and he always had to bring him water to drink when he was learning. One time it was late at night, and it was pouring outside, and he couldn't get to the well. So he just brought him mayim gluyim without telling him. And the next morning, the Gra comes to him and says, "Why'd you bring me mayim gluyim last night?" So he's like, "How do you know I brought you mayim gluyim?" Sorry, don't start up with the Gra. Right, that's my take on the story. But the Gra says my chakras was not the same. My kavanas were all messed up, and it was definitely because I drank my angulium last night. And it was true. Right, so the Gra says the Gra knew about mayim galuyim. The Baragola, yeah. Is there? Well, here it says fresh wine is also a problem. Right, it's just mavusha wine is not a problem, but even a little diluted is a problem. If you look at just one or more horror related to this, and that's the Ber HaGola, the last Ber HaGola in Choshen Mishpat. We've quoted this in the past. That's where he talks about why a person is not allowed to be misaking themselves because the guf is not the neshama is not a person, and the guf is just a kli for the neshama, and we have to take care of it. And if we don't take care of our bodies, it's as if we're saying to God, we don't really care about what you gave us. That's the Ber HaGola. But he also has another horror there that we haven't quoted, and that is, what do you need all of these gzeiras against all these dangerous things, these din derabanan of drinking mayim gluyim and all the things? Isn't it in daraisa? But it's brought to mold anashul sechem. So what are the rabbis adding? Great question. We have all these psukim. We have all these cases about not drinking this and not doing this. It's a daraisa. What do you need all these rabbanans for? So he says the daraisa wouldn't give you an onish. Right? It's an asev. It's brought to mold anashul sechem. Chazal came along and made a gzeiros so they could give you makas mardus. you're not following it. If a person is not taking care of themselves, because now we have a Sanhedrin, so then one would get Malkas Maratis. That's the Hosafa. But really, the dinim, the ideas, they're not Trigim Mayim Gluyim. You don't need the rabbis to come along and tell you. But it is just a De'oraisa. Okay, number one. Now, next, just the next point before we continue, and we continue the Mavushal and the Nisuch Gemaras. You know, okay, let's do a little more, and then we'll continue. Shameh, second to last, medium line. That's what we're up to. Shami Drift Kilkiya Bartove, Igloya Hahi Kista Damaya. They had also had some water that was left overnight, Bahavi Naim Gaba, but he was sleeping next to it. Also Gabi Drip Kilkiya Bartuvi Amale Hari Amru. So his servant was sleeping next to it, and then his master came. Amale Hari Amru. Amas Yashin Alayhan. Snakes don't come next to sleeping people. Vahani Kahani Mili Biyamama. It's only by the day. Have a balay they're low. By night they're not scared. By night they'll come even next to sleeping people. Veloi, and really, there's no difference. Lo shabim mom, lo shabalelia, emas yashin aleim, lo amrinan. We paskin, no, they're not really scared of people. Like we had all these stories just now. They come even when people are there. Rav lo shasi mi be'armo. Rav did not drink from an Arimian house. Amar lo zehir begiloi. They're not so careful about giloi. Mi be'armal to shasi, but he would drink from a widow's house. Why? Even though a widow might not have known all the halachas. Amar sircha de gavra nikita. I'm sure she did whatever her husband used to do. And that her husband obviously knew the halachas and took care that there wouldn't be gluyim, so she must do that too. Shmuel did the opposite. Lo shasi mi maya mi be'er malta, omar lesle aimsa de gavra, v'lomitsi maya. Maybe she doesn't think that she has to do everything her husband used to do. Avon me'er ba shasi, nehi, why? But he used to drink from an Arimian's house. Nehi da agiluya lo kapti. They were not mocking about the halacha. Aman kerusa mi akapti. But they are makbid to keep cleanliness. They don't want dirt to get into the barrels. So therefore, they'd cover it even if they do it for the wrong reasons. Ika da amre, or Rav lo shasi maya mi be'er ma. Rav wouldn't drink from an Arimian house, al me'er bata shasi. Shmuel lo shasi from either. Maya lo mi be'er ma, v'lo mi be'er malta. He wouldn't drink from either. So we read this Gemara, like, okay, Avodah Zarah, what does it have to do with me? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe writes in the Shuvah in Yaradeya. Chelek Beis, Simin Mem Aleph. He was asked, there was a certain type of factory that made margarine in Brussels, Belgium, in 1964. Lamed Vav Baomer. The certain type of factory, and the factory was very far from a city of where there was a minyan from Jews. So the Mashgiachim couldn't be there late on Fridays. Could be late on Fridays. But every Friday afternoon, it was the law. Not just the thing that they did, but it was the law that all the margarine factories did Haggalah on all their kalim, on all their huge, vats. They did Haggalah on it, A, to keep it clean, because if there was any type of leftover from the previous week, it ruined the new margarines from the following week, and also it was the law, and they were closed Shabbos Sunday. They were closed Shabbos Sunday, and they did it Friday afternoon. But a mashgiach couldn't stay so late in the day to be able to see it. So could we assume, could we rely on the chazakah, that they did it? You come in every Monday morning, everything's spotlessly clean, and could we assume they did Haggalah? So Rav Moshe says, our Gemara says, even if they're not makban on giloy, they're makban on menakusa, on cleanliness, because they want it to be clean. So the Moshe, I think, is good, based on this Gemara. I think because they're makbid, they makbid on cleanliness, Haggalah, plus the facts of the Moshe that we're only dealing with a Durabanan, because no satam of kam, at most, and you're not worried about any other ingredients there, so therefore you could assume that Haggalah was done. And I'll add to you, the ha'aflenyin giloy, the husakanta, the chamira, uba poskim, bakama shuva sopan al hatakati aman karusa, bakama dvarim, la lacha, be surin afach shashish daraisa, vim kain koshikain, shesh lisbach aman shakati lasas latovasam, shlo yafsidu mischaram, shlo ye unshumeha memshala. Even though you have workers doing it, not the owners, but the owners make sure the workers do it. All right, so that Ramosha is makel there. Again, Yoredeya Beis Mem Aleph. Okay, let's continue. I want to talk about it this time, about pasteurization, but we'll continue and see what there's time for. I'm thinking about Bishol. How hot does it have to be? Okay, we'll see. Amar Shimon Levi, Shalosh Yenos Heimei Mishim Gilui, three wines that snakes don't like. Ve'elohein, Chad Mar Matok, sharp, bitter, and sweet. Chad, what does that mean? Tila Charifa de Mitzari Ziki. It's sharp wine, de Mitzari Ziki, that breaks the barrels that it's in. It's so sharp. Mar Yarnica. Mar is Yarnica. It's a type of bad and bitter wine. Matok, Chulya. Sweet is Chulya. Again, another type of wine that you sweeten in the sun. Rav Chama, Masni Li'iluya. Rav Chama said these wines are great. Chad chamar pilpulin, it's wine and pepper. Mar af sintin, right? A different type of good wine. Matok meibarg. Meibarg, it's a nice liquid. So it could be that snakes don't drink it, but it's good wine for people to drink. Am shemim in lakish. Karyena in bomishim giloi. There's no problem. My karyena. Amar avo chamra chalya da asime asya. Sweet wine that came from Asya. Amarava ubim komo yesh bomishim giloi. No, in the place where it came from, there is a problem of giloi. My time, achamar medinahu. Because everybody, it's the beverage of the land. Meaning that snakes must be used to it then. Amarava, haichamra da akrim. If you have a wine that is going bad. So, if it's becoming vinegar. Ad flasa yoma yesh bomishim giloi. The first couple of days, first 3 days, you're still worried because it still tastes like wine. Umishum yayin esach. And there's also worried about yayin esach. Mikan ve'eloch, ein bomishim giloi ve'ein bomishim yayin esach. But after that, there's no problem. V'narda yamri afilu basa tlasa yomi chashino mishim giloi. No, even after 3 days, you are worried about giloi. My time, why? Zimnin mikri v'shasi. Right, because maybe they'll come and drink it even after 3 days. Tana Rabbanan, Yain Toses, Amumishim Gilui, Yain Toses, fresh wine, straight out of the vat. Also, there's no Gilui. The Vakama, why a snake doesn't drink? Vakama Tisaso, Gimel Yanim. First 3 days, he does not drink. Hashchala made by Mishim Gilui. Cress, there's no Gilui. Ubenegola, Nogalan Isser, and Benegola. We're knowing Isser to assume there was a problem. Velo Amarnella de Lesbu Chala. And this is only if there's no vinegar in it. Aval Isbu Chala Migari Behu. If there's vinegar in it, for sure it's not a problem. It's Megareh. It goes against the snakes, and therefore they run away from it. There's no problem. Kuta Chabavli. We know this from Sachim. Kuta Chabavli. Moldy bread. A mixture in there with wine in it also. Not wine, with a liquid, with a milchic type of liquid, I think. Ein bo mishim giloi. Also, that is, there's no giloi there because it's basically inedible. Ubnei gola noga bo isser. Ubnei gola noga isser. Amar manchi I ispe nikure chayshinon. If you see teeth marks in it, so then you got to be worried that something was in there. Amar chie barashi, amar shmuel, mei tif tif, ein bo mishim giloi. All these details. Mei tif tif, if you have a liquid, but if there's a constant drip into the liquid, so you don't have to be worried because the snake would have been scared of the sound. Amar Avashi v'hadav v'tif l'hadi tif tif. It must be constant. Can't be a break in between. If it's constant, he's scared of it. Amar Avchia Barashi, Amar Shmuel, me te'ena, pi te'ena, ein bo mishim gilui. The pi of a te'ena, what does that mean? It means when you take a fig off a tree, sometimes there's a little opening where it was attached to the tree, where the stem was. You don't have to be worried into that moist spot that a snake went. Kemanki Aitana, like the following Tana. The Tanya Blazer Omer, Ochel Adam Anavim Vitena Balaila Venachoshesh Bishum, Shenemar, Shomer Psoim Hashem. The person eats grapes and figs at night, you don't have to be worried because Shomer Psoim Hashem, meaning 99% certain that there was no issue, so you don't have to be worried. Everything involves a risk. Right, like the Chelkas Yaakov writes in a tshuva, driving a car, you're allowed to drive a car, you're allowed to cross a street. Everything involves a risk. He writes this in the context of a cosmetic surgery, tshuva. Right? An elective surgery. Every surgery has a risk. That's true, says the Chalkas Yaakov. But there are certain levels of risk that people are generally willing to take based on the principle of Shomer Psoim Hashem. Again, this is a major, major principle that's used in many cases related to Rav Moshe uses this in his early tshuvas related to smoking. Shomer Psoim Hashem, he does not use it in his later tshuvas, as I think we've discussed in the past. One, it's fascinating to see the transition of Rav Moshe from his earlier tshuvas, and as the evidence became more and more chamor about smoking, he goes from, I don't think it's so bad because Shomer Psoim Hashem, and then he goes to, it's pretty bad, but I don't think you can answer it because still the percentages aren't so great in terms of lung cancer versus smokers, but even Yirei Shamayim and Bnei Torah for sure should not do it. And then he answered a couple of years later in the 1980s, marijuana for sure, with various reasons that would apply to smoking as well, and then we don't have any more tshuvas from him. And then he answers passive smoking, right, if somebody wants you to stop, and then we don't have any more tshuvas. His Talmud, Rav Moshe Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt writes in the tshuvas, Aser Aser. And Rav Moshe, in his day, he didn't know all the diseases that come from it. He only knew lung cancer. But we know all the diseases that come from it, so based on all the evidence, there's a good chance that Rav Moshe would have ossered it for sure, totally today, like other poskim as well. And this principle would not apply. But Shomer Psoim Hashem comes up in many places. Amar of Safar, Mishra of Yeshua, Jeroma, Shloshim Mini Eretz, saying there are three types of poisons. Shabachur, a young snake, Shokea, has very heavy, strong poison. It sinks to the bottom of the liquid. Shalbenoni Mifapea, a middle-aged snake, it's in the middle of the liquid. Vishal zakein saf, and an old snake, it just floats to the top. Lamei the kama the kashish kachish chayle. What is that? The older you are, the weaker is your strength. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa. Shlosha calls Macha Maskina and Gvura Mitosefis Bahan. Three people get stronger as they get older. Elohein, Dag, Nachash, Vachazer. A fish, a snake, and a chazer. So you see, an old snake is stronger. So, O Koach, O Sufi Hudakamosif. Zihare Kalish. You're right. Its Koach gets stronger, but the venom gets weaker. So that's why the venom floats to the top. Shalbachar Shokel my health. So what's the point of this? What do we need to know this for? Why do we have to know that some of it goes to the bottom, some of it goes to the middle, some of it goes to the top? L'may hilchasag li tanya, to teach us the following halacha, chavish in his gala, if a chavish was revealed, ava b'shazos b'menu tishav l'meisu, v'yishim b'menu asiri, even if nine people drank from it and did not die, the tenth one shouldn't, because maybe it's the poison sitting at the bottom. Maisa hayish shashos b'menu tishav l'meisu, v'shasa asiri v'meis. Amar b'yirmiya zehu shokeya. That's how you know it sunk. And you have to be worried. V'chein avatiach, also an avatiach, a melon. Shein esgasa, v'pisha ochle meno tesh b'nei adam, v'lo meisu, lo yochle meno asiri. The tenth one shouldn't, because maybe the poison went to the bottom. Maisa haya v'ochle meno tesh, lo meisu, v'ochle asiri v'meis. Am Rebbe Zehu Shokeya. Again, this is Shokeya, and therefore, it would be usur. Stop there for a minute. Or more, again, getting back to what we were speaking about, Bishol, there's no issue of Mayim, of Galuyim when it comes to Bishol. That's what we're talking about on this dot. So what exactly is Bishol? The Rosh says here, Resicha, boiling, that's what the Rosh here says. That's all he says. The Ramban quotes that not boiling, but if it's Mima'et Midaso, if some of it gets smaller, if it loses some through the evaporation, It's not just boiling, but it has to be memait midaso. The Ron says it's the same shear, but that is that's what the Rishonim say. The Meiri here quotes various opinions about what boiling means. We know lo huskar bigamara meimasai nikra mavushal. Some goanim say kivan shalo resicha achas nikra mavushal. V'yesh omer rashi smite bichdei haroy labishol v'roy lahachmir. And then he says v'sofa dvarim binyan zela daiti kol shehu mavushal achen ishtane. Taimo mikamosha haya machmas bishulo orecho. If its taste or smell or color has changed, that's when you know that there's no nisach. Why? Shekolshin ishtane batel chino. The chain of this wine has changed. Ve'ein chibas nisach halav. That's the beautiful lashon of the Meiri. The chibas nisach is not on it once it was nishtane. Once it was nishtane a little bit. Why is this important? Pasteurization. Pasteurization, is that called Bishol? Successor of Moshe, yes, as long as it reaches the temperature of one, what does he say? Ramosha says, let me look it up quickly. Ramosha says the temperature of, that's the margarine tshuva. Okay, Ramosha says elsewhere, l'achshuv yayin mevushal, 175 degrees Fahrenheit. 175 Fahrenheit, that's in Eben Ezer, based Kufches, 175 Fahrenheit is pasteurization. That's called bavushal. And in the sugya, well known is the shita of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is machmir, and he assumes pasteurization is not called mevushal. You need more than that. That's why on some bottles you have yain mevushal af lafi deus ablank, right? On some bottles of wine, because that's Shlomo Zalman says pasteurization. Number one, what do they do pasteurization? They do it in an entirely closed area, in a closed pipe, closed barrel, so that no wine evaporates, and the taste isn't changed, and the reich isn't changed, and so nothing changes. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't have time to read it right now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shlomo, in Simen Chafei, I think it is, and Chafei, look at it, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe we'll read it tomorrow at this time, that nothing changes, and yes, even experts sometimes, they can't tell the difference, if it's pasteurized or not, so then that's not mevushal. The whole issue of Mavushal and Rishonim, why was it Mutter? Because, like the Meiri just said, it changed its taste a little bit, it changed its smell, but otherwise, even if it's not a din of boiling hot, it's a din of being Nishtana. And that's where Shlomo Zalman did not think pasteurization was enough to be called Mavushal. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes Resicha. Shulchan Aruch just quotes boiling. So, but Rav Moshe said the Rav Moshe is the one that is more Mekel, regarding just the temperature, and that would be enough, but that's what many Rishonim, the Rosh Yerusha says Resicha. Some other Rishonim quote the fact that it's changed, but that is the chumrah of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we'll stop by Tanur Rabbanan, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue with more issues of Hashrus and Gilui as we get into it tomorrow.